dostojno jest, Jakovo istinu, vo istinu, blažiti tja Bogorodicu, prisno blaženuju i preneporočnuju, честнейшую херувим, херувим, и славнейшую, славнейшую, бесславнения серафим. Безистельния Бога слава
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The 11th Sunday after Pentecost, Matthew 18:23-35. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. When he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, with his wife and children, and all that he had, that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had compassion on you? And his master was angry, and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each one of you, from his heart, does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Forgiveness is a major lesson in the current gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ stressed the importance of forgiveness in the Lord's Prayer. Forgiveness receives heightened attention at the beginning of Great Lent. Forgiveness improves relationships in the home, the workplace, and the community. Children learning to practice forgiveness at home will know the value of being forgiven at the playground. Parents showing forgiveness towards each other become role models for their children. Family life improves when the mother and father are quick to forgive each other. The workplace is better when supervisors and administrators forgive and treat employees with understanding. Every person says or does things that he or she wishes were not said or done. Forgiveness makes things better. Being forgiven strengthens relationships. Forgiveness from God enables believers to begin anew. Individuals seeking forgiveness from God need to be forgiving with others in life. Forgiveness leads to joy in relationships. Being forgiven lifts weights from the mind and the heart. Forgiveness relieves the strain in relationships. Forgiveness reduces personal stress.
An unforgiving boss in the workplace is a source of stress and discomfort. An unforgiving co-worker makes coming to work a dreadful experience. Healthy and forgiving relationships improve personal productivity. The Lord Jesus Christ teaches love as the basis for Christian relationships. The Lord Jesus Christ connects the personal forgiveness of others with the forgiveness given by God. Interpersonal relationships are connected with salvation. Individuals are accountable for relationships in the home, the workplace, and the community. Individuals are responsible for the way they relate to others in all circumstances. Gospel teachings are meant to influence every aspect of life. The Sunday gospel teachings are relevant to life throughout the week. Harboring resentment and being unforgiving of family members, friends, and co-workers put the soul in peril. The Lord Jesus Christ is always relevant for all aspects of life. Christ is the defining teacher and standard for all relationships. Christ's teachings hold the solutions for each difficult relationship. Husbands and wives finding it difficult to get along with each other do well to heed Christ's teachings on forgiveness. When workplace tensions arise, employers and employees do well to turn to Christ for solutions. Parish churches are expected to be models of forgiveness. Parishioners returning after long periods of absences benefit by being warmly welcomed. Sinners having repented need the opportunity and support to begin anew. Alcoholics and drug addicts attempting to put their addictions behind them are strengthened when greeted with love. Former lukewarm believers earnestly become active in the church and benefit from encouragement. Christ is the best source for learning. Relationships in the home, in the workplace, and the community require careful attention if they are to be healthy. Christ offers the necessary instruction for healthy relationships. Christ took on human flesh and united the human and the divine. Individuals seeking improvement in daily relationships do well to look to Christ as the instructor and example. Christ teaches about employer-employee relationships. Christ gives instructions for treating the sick, the suffering, the imprisoned, and the stranger. Husbands and wives will find in Christ the essential lessons for their marriage. Relationships are the best when founded and managed in Christ. Relationships need not be sources of consternation. Believers in parish churches, united in communion with Christ, demonstrate the joyful possibilities in life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
We invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held Sundays at 10 a.m. We invite you to attend our daily services. They are held early in the morning at 5:30 a.m. and in the afternoon at 4 or 6:30 p.m. It is best to call for exact times. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. You can visit our website at stgeorgeserbian.us. That's www.stgeorgeserbian.us. Please give us a call or write us a note if you listen to the program. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbic. Our choirs under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.